This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
25 years ago, Princess Diana's car crashed inside the Pont de l'Alma tunnel in Paris, France. Her lover, Dadi Fayed, died upon impact along with the driver. And even though Diana survived, it took about 40 minutes to get her from the car to the ambulance. The official story was that they were trying to free her from the car, but several witnesses say that Diana was conscious and unobstructed. Photographs show that the back seat of the car was undamaged, and witnesses were pleading with the police to open the door and help her. Once in the ambulance, it took about 40 minutes for them to choose a hospital. And when they finally set off, the ambulance drove at a snail's pace and made several stops, taking about 40 minutes to drive less than 4 miles. Doctors were turned away. Witnesses were strip searched. Cameras were confiscated. No evidence was gathered. No blood samples were taken. And by 3 a.m., the entire scene was sprayed down with high-pressure water hoses. Mercedes wanted to study the wreckage to see why it failed so badly, but they were denied. Diana's body was taken by the royal family, who had her reproductive organs removed before burying her remains. All 17 cameras along the route of the crash were mysteriously turned off, and all radio police frequencies went down. Witnesses were assaulted and threatened, and there was no investigation. Not until the inquest, 10 years later, which is when most people learned that Diana had penned a note in 1996 saying that someone was going to kill her in a car accident. This note was concealed for 6 years. At the inquest, experts agreed that Diana would have survived if they had gotten her to a hospital. But the blame was put upon a military-style attack. According to witnesses, a group of motorcycles, along with a white Fiat Uno, worked in concert to crash the car. First, with a blinding flash of light, followed by an explosion from the front tire of the Mercedes. During the inquest, a former MI6 agent described being shown the very same plan in 1992 for a possible MI6 assassination of Slobodan Milosevic, and claimed it was MI6 who killed Diana. Because of all this, the inquest ended with the verdict of unlawful killing, blaming her death on the mysterious military hit squad. But the mainstream media spun the entire thing to make it sound like it was the paparazzi that caused her to crash, which is demonstrably false. And while there was no investigation into finding the members of this military hit squad, 3 years later, the alleged driver of the white Fiat, who had ties to MI6, reportedly committed suicide after being found shot twice in the back of the head and burned inside of his car. During the inquest, many things were kept from the jury, such as the fact that Diana's seatbelt was found to be defective, and evidence of the car being sabotaged. Interestingly, these things would have brought more suspicion towards Dadi's father, Mohammed Al-Fayed, who, after turning down repeated offers from the French government to provide security, was solely responsible for Diana's security detail, and at the last minute, had them leave their security detail in front of the hotel as a decoy and take a different car, a car that was recently stolen, broken, repaired, and never checked by security. Left with only one security guard, they were also assigned a new driver. Henri Paul, who had no chauffeur permit, was tied to Foreign Intelligence Services, was seen on camera signaling to someone just before setting off, had received over 50,000 francs the day of the crash. And this was all under the watch of Mohammed Al-Fayed, who was deeply connected to the intelligence community. He was business partners with one of Lee Harvey Oswald's handlers and represented the grandfather of Mohammed Atta. But none of that was mentioned during the inquest. Instead, with the help of pop culture agents such as Howard Stern and Piers Morgan, Mohammed Al-Fayed has provided the world with the cover story.
Pretty shocking report there from Greg Reese.
And Prince Philip,
you just can't trust anything. The lies we've been told, the deaths, the ritualistic deaths and murders that the Illuminati and New World Order has gotten away with. It's all going to be exposed. You can find the full report at band.video from Gregory's. Owen Schroyer here. I take over the Alex Jones Show on the other side of this break.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. And the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The Mar-a-Lago raid, and just in general, are just totally corrupt government officials on both sides of the aisle. It's on full display today. And so where do I begin? Do I start with Merrick Garland telling all federal employees not to communicate with Congress? Because there have been dozens of whistleblowers from the FBI, the DOJ, and other outlets, other government institutions, going to Republican members of Congress as whistleblowers and saying, look, the hostile anti-American communist Democrat Party has taken over these institutions. They're not acting in good faith. They're acting illegally. They have targets. They have targets on Trump's back. They have targets on the American people's back. They're not doing their job as they're supposed to. It's become a political wing, a militant wing used against the Democrat Party opposition. And so dozens of these whistleblowers have gone to members of Congress. And so Merrick Garland sends a statement out to all federal employees saying, you're not allowed to talk to Congress. Wow. I mean, folks, this is, you have FBI agents saying Christopher Wray needs to resign for corruption. The same thing is being said of Merrick Garland now today as well. So, I mean, they know what they're doing is illegal. They know what they're doing is criminal. Merrick Garland is a rat. He's a weasel. And he's slithering around right now because he knows people are coming forward to tell Congress about his crimes and the crimes at the FBI. And so he sends out a memo saying, don't talk to Congress. You're not allowed to talk to Congress. You'll be punished if you do. Oh, just a subtle reminder that you're not allowed to blow the whistle. And where's the left wing that loves their whistleblowers so much? Where are the liberals that are against big government corruption? Oh, they love it now because they're the ones running it. I see. So whistleblowers now, they don't want to hear from them. And the heads of the FBI and the DOJ saying, shut up, agents. You're not allowed to talk to Congress. You're not allowed to talk to the American people. Just shut up and do our bidding. That's all good for the new Democrat Party. After all, they're totalitarians, they're authoritarians, they're tyrants. They are out to crush this country. But first, they must crush the opposition to the Democrat Party. Tom Cotton responds to this egregious offense from Merrick Garland, a threat, a veiled threat to FBI agents and Department of Justice officials, a threat to them, that if they talk to Congress, he's going to target them. Now, who knows what that means? Remember what Chuck Schumer said? You mess with the intelligence agencies, they have five ways from Sunday of getting back at you. Donald Trump has learned that, hadn't he? These are corrupt people. Our Democrat Party is beyond corrupt. It's hostile towards the American people and the American way of life. And now it is running the Department of Justice and running the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and now they are hostile towards the American people. And we know it, and the FBI whistleblowers are coming forward, so Merrick Garland says, don't do that. Don't tell people what we're doing. And if you do, we're going to come for you now. Unbelievable stuff. I mean, this is multi-fire alarm right here. This is sound the alarms. This is code red. That you have whistleblowers coming forward telling you about the corruption in our institutions, and then the leaders say, don't you dare be transparent with the American people. And the liberal left that apparently is all for transparency, they're all okay with all of this. So Tom Cotton responds, Department of Justice employees, take notice. No matter what this memo says, you are protected by federal law if you contact my office to blow the whistle on the improper politicization of the Department of Justice by Merrick Garland and Joe Biden. So again, now was it Merrick Garland? Was it his idea to put this memo out? Was it someone in the Biden White House? Was it Obama? Whose idea was it for Merrick Garland to send out a threat to federal agents who are blowing the whistle on government corruption? Who told Merrick Garland to do that? Because you take one look at that sniveling rat. He doesn't have a spine. He doesn't have testicular fortitude. He didn't do this. This was not his idea. He is a weak, squishy sponge. He's an invertebrate. So who told Merrick Garland to write this? Who told Merrick Garland to put this letter out? Or maybe he really is so scared that he's going to be exposed for the criminal that he is, that maybe he did really pen this memo himself. Maybe it really was his idea. I doubt that. Either way, it shows you that the Biden regime and the American deep state are scared that you're going to find out what they're actually up to. Just like the liberals in the classrooms sexually grooming children, just like the doctors at the hospitals sexually mutilating children, just like they don't want you to know what they're doing, they try to hide what they're doing, now that's what the Department of Justice and the FBI are doing, threatening agents who blow the whistle on corruption. Threatening agents. Attorney General Merrick Garland threatens DOJ employees about contacting Congress. Now, he's the one breaking the law, not FBI agents or Department of Justice officials going to Congress. That's their duty. That's their job. Congress is there for oversight. So that's the entire purpose. In fact, none of these institutions are supposed to be operating without Congress. But see, they've become their own institutions. They've become their own entity. And now they think they're bigger than Congress. No, Congress is over you. Congress can shut you down tomorrow if it wants, and should. The FBI should be totally shut down. And by the way, Ted Cruz now agrees. The FBI needs to be shut down. The Department of Justice needs to be shut down. And the State Department needs to be shut down. And that'd be a good start. And if you want to bring them back, maybe. But I think you just shut them down. They're so out of control. Our government's out of control. The government's way too big. It's hostile against the American people. I'm done with it. The American people are done with it. And they know their time is short. That's why they're threatening people who call out the corrupt leadership. Now, this is how you do it, because they're not going to just abolish themselves. And our Congress is filled with a bunch of wuss bags. So they're not going to do it either. So this is how you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to do it at the state level. Arizona Republicans censure rogue FBI days after Mar-a-Lago raid, call on state of Arizona to end cooperation with the FBI. Boom. That's how it's done. Texas is probably not going to take this leadership role. Greg Abbott is too weak. But I can see Florida, and if Lake becomes the governor of Arizona, I could see Lake doing this, and then maybe Texas would follow. Governor Abbott's he's a follower. He's not a leader. He's a follower. So if the leaders like DeSantis and Lake declare that, you know what, any federal government no longer, any federal government institution no longer has any jurisdiction in my state. Sorry. FBI, DOJ, IRS, no. Nope. Sorry. No jurisdiction here. You're not allowed here. You don't have any rights here. And that's how you do it. Arizona Republicans call on the state of Arizona to end cooperation with the FBI. That's how it's done. You want to protect your constituents? You want to protect the citizens of your state? Protect them from this rogue, criminal, out-of-control federal government. That's how it needs to be done. There needs to be mass arrests happening. There need to be people being walked out in shackles for what's being done at the FBI and what's being done at the Department of Justice. But that might be a pipe dream. So our best hope is that state governments will say, FBI, IRS, DOJ, you no longer can operate here. But that's just the beginning of the corruption. Wait till you see what...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So dangerous what's happening in this country. It's so dangerous how corrupt our government has become. And it's not just hard to believe the extreme levels of corruption at the FBI, the DOJ, the IRS, and the White House. It's just as hard to believe that there's almost no resistance. Like, nobody wants to stop this? No, like, we have a small handful of Congress members that are willing to speak out against this corruption? Nobody in the military? I mean, most people in media don't even want to address it. There's just a small handful of people in media that want to address this. I mean, this is just shocking stuff. The Department of Justice threatening federal agents that blow the whistle on corruption? I mean, come on. Do you not see where this goes? Do you not see how dangerous this is? And here's what they do. They set up the false flags. They set up the false narratives so that they can claim to be the victim and assume more power as their hour of corruption is on full display. Why doesn't the DOJ want federal agents blowing the whistle? Because they know what they're doing is illegal. Why does the Boston Children's Hospital erase all the documents about the trans kids surgeries and erase all their videos about the trans kids surgeries? Because they know what they're doing is child abuse. They don't want you to know what they're doing, but they want to be able to do it in public so that you just assume it's okay. But then when you point it out and you say, hey, that's not okay, they say, wait a second, we're not even doing this. Because they know it's criminal. They're abusing children, and they're using the government in authoritarian, totalitarian ways. And we just sit here and take it because our Congress is so pathetic, our media is so pathetic, and quite frankly, the average American person is so pathetic. Sad truths. Sad truths. So they set themselves up at the victim. Bomb threat at Boston Children's Hospital was false alarm, police say. Oh, you don't say. They probably bomb threat themselves. Probably one of those liberal doctors that chops little kids' weenies off and chops little girls' breasts off. Probably one of those doctors that called in a fake bomb threat to say, see, I'm the victim. Now bring in more kids for me to slaughter. Bring in more kids for me to chop up. Bring in more kids for me to slice and dice. I'm a liberal, and I'm here to slaughter your baby. And then when you call it out, they erase the documents, they erase the videos, and they say, we never did this. In fact, you're lying about us, and now we're getting bomb threats. These people are unreal in their evil. They're unreal in their lying and their fraud and their corruption and their disdain towards humanity. FBI does the same thing. The Daily Beast today. FBI is facing unprecedented mega threats. Oh, what? A bunch of federal agents go online and post anonymous accounts threatening the FBI? Oh, like a bunch of federal agents pretend to kidnap Governor Whitmer, pretend to kidnap Governor Northam, go out on January 6th inciting violence, telling people to go into the Capitol? Unbelievable levels of corruption. This is the most dangerous time in this country's history. Perhaps even the world. If the American government becomes this authoritarian and this corrupt, folks, it's over. Forget about it. Forget about it. America is the last bastion of hope and freedom and independence and prosperity that this planet has to offer. And if it goes away, it's done. It's over. And that's why the globalists are so intent on destroying America right now. That's why you see all the operations so hardcore in America right now. So they false flag themselves. Oh, we're getting threatened. They threaten themselves. It's false flag. Whether it's the Boston Children's Hospital or whether it's the FBI, it's them doing it to themselves so that they can cry victim in their time of exposure. And then they threaten employees who dare go public with the corruption. But then you got the Mar-a-Lago raid, and everybody involved in that needs to be in jail. But they won't be because they're Democrats. So they just released a photo from inside Mar-a-Lago. Folks, this is so ridiculous. Again, it's hard to even fathom that this is the reality that we live in right now. It's hard to fathom how corrupt our government is. It's hard to fathom how big of liars our politicians are. So you've got Eric Swalwell, you've got Liz Cheney, you've got other members of the establishment, the corrupt American regime, putting out a photo that gets leaked, how convenient, of the Mar-a-Lago raid, where it's all the top secret documents laid out on a floor at Mar-a-Lago, and then the boxes of pictures that they took. It's pictures. Donald Trump has framed magazine covers of Time Magazine and other stuff in frames that they took and they put in boxes too. Oh my gosh, guys. The stuff that Donald Trump took from the White House at Mar-a-Lago is so secretive that they're publishing it on the internet. It's such a crime, the documents that Donald Trump has, that they're taking pictures of them for the American people to see. I mean, talk about a fraud. Talk about desperation. Why didn't they release this originally? Because they're losing now. They've lost the Mar-a-Lago narrative. So now they're putting up these secrets, these pictures of secret documents, supposedly, and they're saying, look, this is what Trump had. Well, then why are you putting pictures out if they're secret? Well, you redacted the whole affidavit that you said Trump was afraid for people to see. You were afraid for people to see it. You lied about that, too. And then the nerve of Eric Swalwell, the guy caught with a Chinese spy. He says, these are the secrets that protect our troops. Really? You just published them on Twitter. Either you want them protected, really? You just published them on Twitter. Or believe they should be in the hands of a corrupt man who has used U.S. resources before to help himself. Eric, we're still waiting for you to produce the evidence of Russian collusion that you claimed you had multiple times during congressional hearings. You claimed you had the proof of Russian collusion. We haven't seen that yet, Eric. So you lied about that, too. You're a dirty, rotten, no-good liar, and everyone knows it. But then he just reaches for new levels of insanity. He says, are you with the troops or Trump? I'm sick and tired of liberal Democrats getting to wave the American flag like they're patriots whenever it's convenient for them. The American Democrat Party has destroyed our military. They've let out top secrets of our military. Hillary Clinton has released top secrets. They allowed top secrets to get confiscated because of the fallout after Afghanistan and the pullout. They're the ones that kneel for the flag. They're the ones that tell you how bad and racist America is. They're the haters of America. They're the ones destroying the American way of life. They're the ones wiping their ass with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But then whenever it's convenient for them, they act like they're the American patriots. Oh, now Eric Swalwell cares about America. Oh, Eric Swalwell's the American patriot, not Donald Trump. What a BS lie. What is it, Democrats? Do you hate America or do you love America? Make up your mind. We all know what it is. We all know you hate America. We all know you hate the American people. So why do you wave the American flag and claim to stand for the troops whenever it's convenient for you? It's obnoxious. But oh my gosh, the top secret Mar-a-Lago documents. Oh, they're so top secret that they're now sharing them. Eric Swalwell is now publishing pictures of them on the internet saying how top secret they are. But you know, it's funny because when we had Hillary Clinton's emails, and they said top secret on them, and those got leaked, and we had them, and they all said top secret and confidential and everything. They didn't care then, did they? They didn't care about Hillary Clinton's secret email servers that she smashed up and all the confidential stuff. They didn't care about that.
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say. And the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com at a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide. Not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost of affordable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So the Department of Justice, the FBI, the Democrat Party all know what they're doing. Quite frankly, it's treason. It's just all treason. And so they're threatening employees that blow the whistle, and they're going to the media and they're saying, hey, don't talk about this, don't cover this, censor this, it's Russian disinformation. No, it's the truth. They just claim it's Russian disinformation because they don't want you to know the truth about the treason that they're currently involved in. It's just unprecedented, folks. It's truly unprecedented, and it's soul-crushing that we don't have a louder, stronger, bigger resistance against this. And that innocent people, there's all kinds of innocent people rotting in jails right now, but, I mean, let's talk about the political nature of it.
nonviolent, innocent people, January 6th defendants rotting away in jail cells right now, veterans rotting away in jail cells right now, grandparents, doctors rotting away in jail cells right now because of the Democrat Party needs their political prisoners to add ammunition to their narrative that Trump supporters are the bad guys when they know they're the real terrorists, they're the real bad guys. So they have to arrest all their opposition to say, see, we told you they're the bad guys. Meanwhile, everything they're doing is an act of war against America, sabotaging our communications, sabotaging our energy. And then the real criminals in the Democrat Party and the FBI get to walk free. Breaks your heart. Breaks your heart, crushes your soul that this is how corrupt our country is. And there's barely any resistance. There's barely any noise to shut this down. Small handful of people in the media, small handful of people in Congress, and now the Department of Justice is threatening government officials who blow the whistle on corruption. Folks, these are dark times for this country, and if we don't turn it around fast, you're going to see corruption and darkness and evil, the likes of which you never thought you would. And those two faces that you just had on the screen, Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, you are just as guilty as anyone else. Your complete abstention from any action on this is guilt. The fact that those two are such pieces of trash politicians that they can't call out the corruption of the FBI, the DOJ, the Democrat Party. Instead, they sit in silence and do nothing like wuss bags and cowards and squishies. Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy are an embarrassment. They are an embarrassment, and they are a pathetic excuse for a man. A pathetic excuse for men, Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. You two suck. Everybody should be emailing Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell right now. Do something. Do something about the FBI corruption. Do something about the DOJ corruption. Do something to protect the FBI whistleblowers. Do something to release the political prisoners of the Democrat Party. Do something to address the Biden crime family. Because Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy have done nothing. Nothing. I've got other news to cover, and we got a guest coming up. Sarah Gonzalez from The Blaze. But this is everything, folks. And as big as all the other news on my desk is with the vaccines and the crime waves and our military being shut down and the sexual grooming of the children in the classrooms and our infrastructure failing, that's all big stuff. Those are all big developments. But this right here is bigger than all of it. The corruption at the FBI, the corruption at the DOJ, the corruption of the Democrat Party is death for freedom, death for America, and death for prosperity. It's all of it. It's all done. So all the other stuff is just a trickle down. All the other stuff, the infrastructure failing, the military failing, the sexual grooming of the children, the crime waves, all of it. That's all trickle down of this right here. The corruption at the government at the very top. That's the problem here. And we don't even have strong enough leadership to even address it. A mouse in a church makes more noise than Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. I have baby frogs in my backyard that make more of a racket than Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy dealing with political prisoners and Democrat Party corruption. I'd rather have a can of Spam as the leaders of the Republican Party. That might be a little more effective than Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. A can of Spam, or maybe like a tube of toothpaste or something. Anything is about the same. The effectiveness of Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell is about as equal to an empty cup of coffee, an empty mug. It is just worthless. That's Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, completely worthless, doing nothing. So I got all these videos, I got all these news stories, but it's like, if we don't address this, if we can't stop the most obvious, political corruption that we've ever seen in this history, the history of this country, then nothing else matters. They'll sexualize the kids. They'll groom the kids. They'll rape the kids in the classroom. They'll chop off their breasts. They'll chop off their weenies. They'll shut down our military. They'll shut down our infrastructure. They'll force you to get a poisonous vaccine. It all trickles down from this right here. The fact that we won't be honest about how corrupt our government is, the fact that we can't be real about how corrupt our government is, and the fact that the real criminals in this country are yet to be brought to justice, it's only going to get worse. It only gets worse until this is addressed right here. How they're able to get away with the criminal raid at Mar-a-Lago, how they're able to get away with threatening federal officials who blow the whistle on government corruption, if that is not addressed, it's over, folks. It's game over for you. It's game over for this country. It's just game over, man. And you sit there and you look at Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and you just say, why are you doing this to us? Why are you letting us be destroyed? Why are you letting our country get raped and pillaged and plundered? Why? Are you getting paid off? Are you actually a Democrat posing as Republican? Or are you really that pathetic? Are you really that much of a sad excuse for a human being? Or maybe you guys are too busy getting monkeypox with one another. So I'm going to get to the other news coming up here shortly. But it's everything, folks. It's everything. And you know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. Until we address the corruption at the top, highest levels of our government, the double standards, all of it, the hypocrisies, the treason, until it's addressed, nothing else will be addressed. Nothing. Nothing. And your country will continue to spiral out of control and into a third world country. So does anyone in Congress want to start taking this seriously? Do people in media want to start taking this seriously? Does anybody want to start taking this seriously? Or is it just going to be the same small handful of folks in media and government that are actually taking this seriously? And sadly, it's just to a point where we're just basically doing play-by-play commentary on the fall of America. Because nobody will take serious action. We get arrested, we get censored, we get shut down, we get lied about, we're political prisoners, we're politically persecuted. I mean, we're at the front lines, and it's just like, okay, we're bleeding out, it's almost done. Anybody want to come help? Forget about InfoWars' bloody corpse bleeding out on the battlefield about to die. Forget about that. The country's about to die. Now, we are still on air every day, and of course that angers the Democrat Party. They throw fits of rage that they haven't shut us down yet. Fits of rage from the globalists that we're not off air yet, but we're still here thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So, continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will continue to be the tip of the spear fighting against government corruption, fighting against mainstream media lies, fighting against everything that's now come to fruition that we've been warning about for decades. You shopping at InfoWarsStore.com keeps us on the air. The big sale's happening right now, just a few days left, to get 50% off on DNA Force Plus and 40% off on Ultimate Fish Oil. So just 5 days left on those two big sales. These are products that go out of stock quite frequently because they're so popular and so effective. So 50% off DNA Force Plus, 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, but only 5 days left on that sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Left-right paradigm, but it's obviously real. You can't deny it. And so let's just be honest about it. The left-wing ideology is all about human control. And it's going to take humans to control other humans. That's everything. That's the foundation. That's the root of everything that is the left-wing ideology, is that humans need to be in control of other humans. So that's why the left needs you to be their subjects. They can't have you free. They can't have you independent. They can't have you in charge of yourself. They have to be in charge of you. Whether it's health things, war things, it doesn't matter. They're in control of you. You, the human, can't be trusted, so they have to control you. The right-wing paradigm is self-government. You are in control of yourself. Live and let others live. That's the basis of all of it. Everything else is window dressing. Everything else is political footballs being punted back and forth. That's the foundation. That's what people need to understand, comprehend, and be honest about, because the left-wing ideology will fail, just like it has failed throughout human history. Why do communists always end up in blood-drenched civilizations? Because they try to control people. It fails. People don't want to be controlled. Their control mechanisms fail, and their leadership fails. So people starve, people die, people go homeless, people lose everything, and then they get mad at the people that tried to control them and did it all. Look at Mao Zedong, Lenin, Stalin, it doesn't matter. All left-wing ideologies. You thought that humanity leaving the 20th century into the 21st century, you thought that's what we learned. I thought that's what we learned. Communism, socialism, the left-wing ideology fails. It fails and it results in death and misery. But apparently we didn't learn that. And so I guess we ought to learn it again, don't we? And this time on a global scale. So how many people have to die now because of the left-wing ideology trying to take over the globe? Well, by their own numbers, 8 billion? About 8, 9 billion have to die so that the left-wing ideology can finally have its pipe dream? I mean, that's what it really comes down to. How do you really have your communist utopia? Well, you kill everyone, Tao. You have to kill everyone. So that's what people need to understand. Forget about all the other fluff and window dressing and all the other stuff that happens. The basis of left-wing ideology is humans have to be controlled by other humans. The basis of the right-wing ideology is humans are in control of themselves. Humans should be trusted to be in control of themselves. And I thought we all learned that that was the right way to do it. I thought that the proof that the American way of life was the most free and prosperous and the bastion of all hope and freedom on the planet was proof enough entering the 21st century that this is how it needs to be. Might not be perfect, but it's much better than what we left in the 20th century. But no, here we are again. And so what happens? Well, you've got all the government corruption I just covered, but they always protect themselves. Highest Missouri State Court fines Kim Gardner only $750 after she admits to wrongdoing in Greitens case. Records show 62 acts of misconduct. So you had the corrupt FBI and a Soros circuit attorney set up a governor, Eric Greitens, set him up, frame him. Much like they tried to frame those individuals for kidnapping Governor Whitmer, much like they tried to frame people for kidnapping Northam, much like they framed people on January 6th, feds framing people, they got caught doing it to Eric Greitens, and all you have is a $750 fine. Those are communists. Those are dirtbags. Those are corrupt government officials. And of course, your infrastructure is going to fail. Globalists wiping out small business owners through high energy costs. Bingo! That's what it's really all about. That's what the man-made climate change narrative is really all about. Pricing you out of energy. That's what it's really all about. The elites are the only ones that should be allowed to have energy, not you. So you're going to be priced out of energy, and it's all in the false narrative name of man-made climate change that doesn't even exist, at least nowhere near the scale they're claiming. So they're gonna shut you down and they're gonna make your infrastructure fail. California asks residents to avoid charging electric vehicles due to blackout risk days after unveiling new gas car ban. Isn't that funny? We're banning gas cars. But by the way, don't charge your electric vehicle because we don't have the energy capacity. And now they've put out this heat bulletin. Excessive heat starting tomorrow will stress energy grid. Consumer conservation likely needed this weekend to avert power outages. So they're going to shut your power off. It has nothing to do with the heat. I went and I looked. They're expecting 96 degrees in California tomorrow. Folks, the entire months of June and July in Austin, Texas, were about 100 degrees on average without any relief from the sun. I mean, we had about 60 straight days of 100 degrees and clear skies with the sun beating down on us. And our energy grid didn't fail. We didn't have to shut off the energy. Now, warnings were put out. There were requests made. There may have been some compliance, but it wasn't a big thing. It wasn't a huge problem. There wasn't massive energy grid shutdowns. So why is 96 degrees in California going to force them to shut the grid down? It's not. It's a lie. These are what communists do. It's false scarcity. It's control. This is like when Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, I think it was last year or maybe it was 2 years ago, where he put out a tweet saying, it's 3 o'clock, it's time to turn your AC off, it's time to shut all your electricity off, we're conserving energy. Now look, I'm okay with the notion that we could be better stewards to this planet. I'm okay with ideas that suggest, hey, maybe we could be more energy conscious. I'm okay with that. I think that's fine. Here's the problem. You can't force people to do it. And when the people promoting that are the biggest liars and con men and thieves in this country's history, well, we're not going to listen to you. If we had noble leaders that actually practiced what they preached, say, hey, you know what? We might be able to save energy and consume less energy, and that might be better for our civilization and the planet long term. Here's some of the things we could do. Maybe you can consider doing that. And then, okay, well, maybe you do. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you save on some energy bills. But when it's the biggest liars, thieves, and con men that this country and this planet has ever seen telling you that you can't use energy while they fly around the planet on private jets and they circumnavigate the planet on their gigantic yachts and they've got 10 mansions around the planet that all have their thermostats at 69 degrees, then of course we're not going to listen. Of course not. You're liars. You're con men. You don't practice what you preach. So that's why they have to force you to do it. A water crisis in Jackson, Mississippi has left residents with no running water, a hospital without air conditioning, and moved schools online. Jackson likely to go without reliable drinking water indefinitely. And so what are they saying, though? They're blaming it on white people. They're saying, oh, it's white people. It's white racism. The whites did this. 75% of Jackson, Mississippi is black. So, okay, there's your race argument down the drain. But it has nothing to do with race. In fact, if you really want to know what's about to hit this country, the infrastructure is about to fail in ways you can't even imagine, folks. Like what's happening in our military. U.S. Army grounds entire fleet of Chinook helicopters because they're malfunctioning and not working, and there have been engine fires. 10 Navy helicopters suffer major damage, several blown out in sudden storm. So, I mean, it's just... But here's what's going on. Colleges are now saying that, quote-unquote, minorities don't have to pass MCATs or SATs or ACTs to get into colleges. You've got all this affirmative action, so you could have a straight-A student get rejected from a college, but a student that has straight Cs that's a minority will get accepted. And then in the affirmative action in the workplace, they get hired for a job that they're not qualified for. So what do you think is going to happen when you have a bunch of unqualified people in positions that they shouldn't be in? Your infrastructure is going to collapse, your military is going to collapse, and your civilization is going to collapse. And that's exactly what's happening. Oh, but it's affirmative action. We're helping minorities. No, you're crushing civilization with false promotion. Oh, you're not smart enough for this job, but your skin color is right, so we put you in charge. Oop, the whole plant.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.